Well, it's been a celebration all weekend long, and it continues as the Eagles play the Giants. Brian Dawkins weekend here in Philadelphia. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles president Don Smolenski. And, you know, we have been talking all weekend, for weeks really, about Brian Dawkins. And we've worked for the team for a long time. We saw Brian the whole time. But, Don, I got to tell you, for me, watching him play was just as exciting as it was for the fans. What was it like for you?
Absolutely, Dave. I mean, that's... Brian just personified this team, this city, the fans, you know, his intensity, his passion, the physicality that he brought. He brought his best every play. Like, you knew when he was diving through the air and he was just gonna take that swat at that ball, right. And you could just see everything in his, and it did. It gave you goosebumps.
And the thing that I always liked about it, we would actually watch from the press box, and you're supposed to be professional in the press box. I admit to being very unprofessional in the press box, was the idea that Jim Johnson built the defense around Brian Dawkins, whether he was going to blitz, whether he was going to drop back in coverage. It was truly kind of like watching one player with the entire defense revolving around number 20.
Yeah, you know, and I don't think I had a full appreciation of that until sort of the latter half of his career. You know, I knew, you know, his intensity and the passion by which he went after every play. But, you know, as we got to Lincoln Financial Field and as I got more involved in his operations, you know, and on game day, you know, I'd stop and pause and kind of watch the team. And there's Brian. You know, he was not doing the drills. He's not sort of reviewing any of the calls. He's actually separated himself from almost the rest of the team. And he just paced back and forth in the end zone, back and forth. And you could just hear him, and you could hear that fire. And, you know, that's when you knew that he knew everything that was going to happen, and then it was all around him. And now he was the maestro. He was the centerpiece for that defense. And, you know, that's really when I got a full appreciation for it.
Don, why has the organization gone to such great length this weekend to make it such a special time for not only for Brian, but for the fans? I mean, there is full-on interaction here going on with Brian Dawkins.
You know, I think that's a tribute to Jeffrey and to Coach, in terms of, you know, the celebration of the history and of all the iconic players. You know, I think he's Brian's jersey, I think, is like the sixth jersey in 80 years to be retired. I mean, it's that's how special it is. And, you know, Brian, you know, Jeffrey appreciates the best of the best, just like our fans appreciate the best of the best. And Brian was the best of the best. And to bring Brian back and be able to celebrate this moment with Brian, with our fans, you know, it's just such an important component of the organization that we all feel and we know our fans feel and we get to celebrate with each other. And, you know, that's pretty special.
Yeah, I like the way the whole thing ties together. It's the Eagles and the Giants, huge game tonight. And then also, looking back, Eagles history, one of the great alums ever. It's a night to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don Smolenski, Eagles president. Have a great night. Go Eagles. Thanks for joining us.